Did I, in fact? I do hope I haven't sent him somewhere dreadful. You'd better get used to it right now, said Crowley. You just send them. Best not to worry about where they go. He looked fascinated. Aren't you going to introduce me to your new body? Oh? Oh, yes, yes, of course. Madam Tracy, this is Crowley. Crowley, Madam Tracy. Charmed, I'm sure. Let's get on in, said Crowley. He looked sadly at the wreckage of the Bentley and then brightened. A jeep was heading purposefully toward the gate, and it looked as though it was crowded with people who were about to shout questions and fire guns and not worry about which order they did this in. He brightened up. This was more what you might call his area of competence. He took his hands out of his pockets and he raised them like Bruce Lee, and then he smiled like Lee Van Cleef. Ah, he said, here comes transport. They parked their bikes outside one of the low buildings. Wensleydale carefully locked his. He was that kind of boy. So, what will these people look like? Said Pepper. They could look like all sorts, said Adam doubtfully. They're grown-ups, are they? Said Pepper. Yes, said Adam. More grown-up than you've ever seen before, I reckon. Fighting grown-ups is never any use, said Wensleydale gloomily. You always get into trouble. You don't have to fight them, said Adam. You just do what I told you. The them looked at the things they were carrying. As far as tools to mend the world were concerned, they did not look incredibly efficient. How will we find them, then? Said Brian doubtfully. I remember when we came to the open day. It's all rooms and stuff. Lots of rooms and flashing lights. Adam stared thoughtfully at the buildings. The alarms were still yodeling. Well, he said, it seems to me... Hey, what are you kids doing here? It wasn't a 100% threatening voice, but it was near the end of its tether, and it belonged to an officer who'd spent 10 minutes trying to make sense of a senseless world where alarms went off and doors didn't open. Two equally harassed soldiers stood behind him, slightly at a loss as to how to deal with four short and clearly Caucasian juveniles, one of them marginally female. Don't you worry about us, said Adam airily. We're just looking around. Now you just... the lieutenant began. Go to sleep, said Adam. You just go to sleep. All you soldiers here, go to sleep. Then you won't get hurt. You all just go to sleep. Now. The lieutenant stared at him, his eyes trying to focus. Then he pitched forward. Coo, said Pepper as the others collapsed. How'd you do that? Well, said Adam cautiously, you know that bit about hypnotism in the boy's own book of 101 things to do that we could never make work? Yes? Well, it's sort of like that, only now I've found out how to do it. He turned back to the communications building. He pulled himself together, his body unfolding from its habitual comfortable slouch into an upright bearing Mr. Tyler would have been proud of. Right, he said. He thought for a while. Then he said, come and see. If you took the world away and just left the electricity, it would look like the most exquisite filigree ever made, a ball of twinkling silver lines with the occasional coruscating spike of a satellite beam. Even the dark areas would glow with radar and commercial radio waves. It could be the nervous system of great beast. Here and there, cities make knots in the web, but most of the electricity is, as it were, mere musculature, concerned only with crude work. But for 50 years or so, people had been giving electricity brains. And now it was alive, in the same way that fire is alive. Switches were welding shut, relays fused. In the heart of silicon chips whose microscopic architecture looked like a street plan of Los Angeles, fresh pathways opened up. And hundreds of miles away, bells rang in underground rooms, and men stared in horror at what certain screens were telling them. Heavy steel doors shut firmly in secret hollow mountains, leaving people on the other side to pound on them and wrestle with fuse boxes which had melted. Bits of desert and tundra slid aside, letting fresh air into air-conditioned tombs, and blunt shapes ground ponderously into position. And while it flowed where it should not, it ebbed from its normal beds. In cities, the traffic lights went, then the street lights, then all the lights. Cooling fans slowed, flickered, and stopped. Heaters faded into darkness. Lifts stuck. Radio stations choked off, their soothing music silenced. It has been said that civilization is 24 hours and 2 meals away from barbarism. Night was spreading slowly around the spinning earth. It should have been full of pinpricks of light. It was not. There were 5 billion people down there. What was going to happen soon would make barbarism look like a picnic.